Fair Oaks is the largest public housing complex in the city of Danville and represents the densest part of the city. Built in 1942, the complex contains 326 family units packed in uniform red brick townhouses on little more than half a square mile of land. The Fair Oaks complex is surrounded by factories and warehouses, some vacant. There's only one convenience store within walking distance, and it's at least a mile to any school or grocery stores. Fair Oaks resident Corey Dorsey doesn't think this is fair.
It's inhumane, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? We separated from all the stores. We're not around anybody. We have really nobody but us.
Dorsey was homeless in Chicago when he decided to come to Fair Oaks. He had heard from a friend that it would be easier to survive there. Fair Oaks is disproportionately populated by unmarried black females raising children on extremely low incomes. Dorsey's girlfriend, Kiki Jones, is one of those women. She is 24 and raising her 5-year-old son, Pierre, in a Fair Oaks housing unit. She came to Danville in 2008 from a women's shelter in Crystal Lake, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. She says Fair Oaks is not a place she wants to raise her child.
It's kind of crazy because I don't let my son outside like that because the kids are corrupted, too. It starts at home. I really am leery with Fair Oaks, very leery with it.
Though she has worked at a Wendy's restaurant and at a local factory in the past, she currently makes money doing other people's hair. She says right now, money is not a problem for her, partly because of the price of rent at Fair Oaks. Since moving in together last year, Dorsey and Jones have been paying $17 a month to live in a 2-bedroom apartment. Properties like Fair Oaks are just like other big public housing projects in that they represent what bad public housing looks like, says Danville Community Development Manager John Dreer.
Almost every city in America realized over the last 20 years that that model doesn't work very well. It becomes a dead-end trap for the residents. And they started replacing it with more scattered site, more uplifting. Our housing authority didn't do that. And so we're kind of like the last kid on the block to modernize. And we are, in fact, working with the housing authority and within our consolidated plan right now for efforts to start looking at ways that we can replace that with something that works better.
Danville Housing Authority Director Greg Hillary agrees that the current setup of Fair Oaks is not ideal and realizes that the city is behind the curve on developing better housing. But he says that change can't happen all at once, which is what he believes the city is proposing to do.
I don't disagree that redevelopment should happen. I think we're just disagreeing on how. And I truly believe that additional housing needs to be in place before we can start knocking down buildings. We're going to have to prove to HUD that we can house folks before they're going to give us permission to tear anything down.
While city and housing authority officials continue to debate the next steps, a few public housing residents have filed a civil rights complaint against the city's previous proposal for reducing public housing. That story is next in our series. I'm Landon Kassman for Illinois Public Media.